Hear the word of the Lord, as it is written in the Gospel of John and in the Apocalypse explained. And before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come that he should travel out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come forth from God and was going to God, rises from supper and lays aside his garments, and taking a linen cloth, girded himself. Then he pours water into a basin and began to wash the feet of the disciples and to wipe them with the linen cloth with which he was girded. Then he comes to Simon Peter, who says to him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, What I am doing thou dost not know now, but thou shalt know after these things. Peter says to him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, Unless I wash thee, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter says to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus says to him, He who has bathed has no need except to wash the feet, but is wholly clean, and you are clean, but not all. For he knew the one betraying him, therefore he said, You are not all clean. Therefore, when he had washed their feet and had taken his garments, reclining again, he said to them, Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say well, for I am. If then I have washed your feet, being the Lord and the teacher, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that as I have done to you, you also should do. Jesus, having said these things, was disturbed in spirit and testified and said, Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you shall betray me. Then the disciples looked at one another, perplexed about whom he said this. And there was, leaning on Jesus' bosom, one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckons to him to inquire who it was about whom he said this. And he, leaning back on Jesus' chest, says to him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, It is he to whom I shall give a sop, having dipped it. And having dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then Jesus said to him, What thou doest, do quickly. He then, having received the sop, went out straightway, and it was night. Therefore, when he had gone out, Jesus said, Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all shall know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Simon Peter says to him, Lord, where art thou going? Jesus answered him, Where I am going, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. Peter says to him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my soul for thee. Jesus answered him, Wilt thou lay down thy soul for me? Amen, amen, I say to thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me three times. It is evident from the teachings of the Word what the reason was for the Lord's coming and why he suffered. The Lord came into the world to save the human race, which otherwise would have perished in eternal death. He saved them by subjugating the hells, which infested every man coming into the world and going out of the world, and at the same time by glorifying his human, since thus he is able to keep the hells subjugated to eternity. The subjugation of the hells, together with the glorification of his human, was accomplished by means of temptations admitted into the human that he had from the mother, and by continual victories in them. His passion in Gethsemane and on the cross was the last temptation and complete victory. Amen.